Chelsea, Chelsee, Turan, Turan, 10/14/87. She was seen on the 16th of December. Chief complaint, mono. Our patient is a 35-year-old woman who was seen a few days ago with recurrent sinus infection slash sore throat. Patient's hemoglobin A1C, TSH, B12 within normal limits, but she did have a positive mono test. Period. New paragraph. Since the last time she was seen, she has had a Z-Pak and a Medrol dose pack. She feels 100% better. She does not have discolored urine or clay color stool, period. She's had no chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, or the associated symptoms, period. New paragraph medication. Oh, level of thyroxine, medical problems, low thyroid, review of system as above, allergy, Wellbutrin. she's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. Surgery, none. Social, no smoking, no drinking. She's here with her mom. 319 pounds, 98, 97, 16, 86, 127 over 74. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft. Neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash. Anterior chain lymphadenopathy remains. Assessment, mononucleosis. Number two, status post-treatment with steroids. Number three, I have no LFTs at this time. We talked about getting LFTs, but patient doesn't want to be restuck again. Next time, we'll recheck mono in 2 weeks. Next number, she's feeling much better. Next time, if she develops fever, chills, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, or any other symptoms with discolored urination or stool, she will call me right away, and we'll do this blood test at that time for LFTs, but her mono is going to stay positive for at least for the next 8 to 12 weeks. Thank you.